This is Honest Reporting with Simon Plasker, keeping an eye on media bias and fake news.
Good afternoon, Simon Plasker. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I believe that you're heading out to our shores shortly.
I am. You've just caught me in the middle of packing my suitcase.
Really?
Because I've got a flight to Johannesburg first thing tomorrow morning.
Fantastic. What time is it there?
I'm going to be in Joburg tomorrow night, but here we're 1 hour ahead of you, so thankfully there will not be any jet lag, I hope. It'll be a bit sad if there was. But I'm coming for Limud. I'm going to be in Johannesburg this coming weekend. Then I'm going on to Durban and Cape Town. And I've got a little safari in the middle as well.
I've
never been to South Africa. I've never been to the Southern Hemisphere, so this is going to be great.
You're coming to winter, you know this?
Oh, I do. But you know what? I'm originally from the UK. I checked out the weather forecast, you tell me if I'm wrong, but it looks like it's really nice out there right now.
It is. We are having lovely weather at the moment. But boy, oh boy, when it turns vicious, it can put the UK to shame. Anyway, can we please talk about an article on the Honest Reporting website? Palestinian Christians say news agency parrots propaganda. What is the story about, Simon?
Yeah, and this one is for your locals, I'm afraid to say. Independent media, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners look at the IOL website. This one had a story, Christians no longer welcome in Israel, says Palestinian group. Mm-hmm. And this was a story that was republished from the African News Agency, a wire service, obviously. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll learn more on my visit to South Africa, exactly what the ANA gets up to in its spare time. But
never heard of them. I've never heard of them.
Well, in which case, then one really does have to wonder why on earth a supposedly mainstream news outlet like IOL would take a story from this news agency. Because this one, its source is an interview given by members of a visiting Palestinian Christian delegation. And this they gave to something else, called the Afro-Palestine Newswire Service.
Really?
Yes, it all sounds incredibly confusing and it doesn't sound very credible because it isn't. So this interview, which has basically been reproduced as a story, which really isn't news, it interviews two people, Father Jamal Kader and Dr. Rifat Kassis, and it doesn't bother to tell the readers exactly who they are, other than the fact that they seem to be, you know, Christians visiting from the Holy Land, but they've actually got a huge history of anti-Israel activity within the church, and they promote something called Palestinian Liberation Theology. This is a theological thing I'm not going to get into, but I'm afraid to say that it actually originated in South Africa, a product of Bishop Desmond Tutu, amongst others. So I think I probably don't need to say much more about that. So they don't tell you where these people are coming from. But their argument is that Israel is solely responsible for a decline in the number of Christians in the Holy Land. And according to them, it's all about Israel's illegal occupation of Palestine. Except, you know, what they don't mention, of course, is that there are a lot of issues here regarding Christians, certainly in the Middle East and in this region as well, because a lot of the problems they're facing are due to persecution by the Muslim majority. And you don't get to hear about this because, of course, these Christians, they fear retribution. So they never really complain about it. But obviously, you know, it's always Israel's fault, as usual. The other thing that we see here as well, and this offended me because my father-in-law is a tour guide. And he takes groups around Jerusalem's old city on a regular basis. And this description of the Jerusalem old city and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which, of course, is a site central to Christianity. According to this Catholic pastor, he describes how during Easter, it resembles a military barracks. And he says that barriers are set up in the early hours of the morning to keep people out of the courtyard of the church. And he talks about Israeli army officers present around the gates of the old city, as well as inside the church and on its roof. And it's restricting freedom of movement for Palestinians, preventing the Christians from worshipping the church. Well, you know, I spoke to my father-in-law and he tells me the reality, which is that this area is it suffers from potentially dangerous overcrowding, particularly during the Christian holidays. So there are crowd control measures, and this is to avoid injuries or even deaths. And it's obvious why there are security forces deployed there. It's not to persecute Christians and prevent them from praying in their holy sites, because of course thousands of them actually do. But it's to prevent, a catastrophe happening. And funnily enough, fights actually frequently break out, not between Arabs and Jews in the area, but between the different Christian denominations over the prayer rites in the church. So it's actually Israeli security that's actually maintaining the peace and preventing the violence. So this was another lie that appeared in this piece. And we also witnessed another lie in this this article as well, because it talks about Christian property being earmarked for Israeli settlements expansion. Now, look, settlements is not a consensus issue. One can, you know, agree or disagree with them. But at least, you know, write the truth. This article says that Christian-owned land has been confiscated to make way for illegal Israeli settlements. And then it gives an example of Bet Jala, which is a Christian-majority town just outside Bethlehem. And it talks about a 133-year-old monastery and the neighboring convent, a winery and a school, all being earmarked for Israeli settlement expansion. Well, actually, that's not true at all. The Israeli security barrier runs through and around this town, and there are ongoing legal cases about the route. Now, that's fair enough, but it does not mean that the monastery and all these structures are going to be taken over by Israeli settlements. So this article is complete nonsense. It's completely inaccurate. And as for Christian-owned land being confiscated, well, let me give you a little insight into Israeli law here. If the land is privately owned by anyone, and it doesn't matter whether they're Jewish or Christian, it's illegal under Israeli law to simply confiscate it and build a settlement. You know, the state is only entitled under the law to build on state land that is not privately owned. So this article's claim doesn't hold water. And I'm very, very, disappointed that a news outlet like IOL would take this rubbish and publish it.
Why? Why are you surprised by that?
Well, you know what? Maybe I'm not surprised. I mean, disappointed, yes. Surprised, perhaps not, because I see plenty of this happening all over the place.
It's not your first rodeo.
And I'm afraid to say that South Africa's no different.
Yeah. I was just saying, it's not your first rodeo with South African media.
It isn't. And I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot more in the next week and a half.
Enjoy. Okay, Simon Plaska, we wish you a safe flight. We look forward to meeting you face to face, and would love to get you into studio.
Thank you. Nice. I hope we can manage that.
Come and see our new place, Simon Plaska. That would be nice. Thank you very, very much. Safe flight. God bless. Bye-bye.